For a lot of you, probably the biggest challenge in trying to get out to see your favourite band or something like that is to make sure you can get a ticket before the venue's sold out. But for people who are living with a disability, there are really much higher hurdles to jump, like finding someone to go with you to provide the support you need. Of course, that means two tickets, not one. Gig Buddies was launched earlier this year. It's a Sydney-based initiative that aims at pairing people with learning disabilities with volunteers who share their same taste in music, so they might want to go to the same gigs together. Today is International Day of People with Disability, and Gig Buddies says it's planning to expand its reach now to include sporting events as well. Matthew Collins joins us from Gig Buddies in Sydney. Matthew, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you, Fran.
So just give us an idea of how Gig Buddies works, can you, Matthew?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're an initiative that aims to reduce social isolation by enabling people with disability to stay up beyond the time their support worker calls it at night. We do that by pairing up people based on mutual interests. So we've come to realise that people with disability very rarely have opportunities to make friends outside paid support staff and family members, and they miss out on meaningful opportunities to make friendships that they can build upon. And that feeds into loneliness. And a majority of Gig Buddies who've applied with us have willingly told us they have very few friends. So we see the program as an opportunity for them to build their social circles as well as partaking in activities that they're passionate about.
Okay, so you've got a fair few people signing up for Gig Buddies. Have you, how many people with a learning disability, have signed up, put their hand up and say, I love going to music gigs, can you find me a buddy?
So at the moment, as of last night, we've had 87 applicants from Gig Buddies, someone with a disability, and we've had over 226 volunteer applications.
That's terrific, isn't it? How did you find the volunteers?
It's an amazing feedback. We're really delighted with it. Volunteers, we find them via social media, and we also do Gig Buddies social events where we go to, because we've got people based in Hornsby in the north, Wollongong in the south, Bondi in the east, and Penrith in the west, and we've got volunteers of all different demographics, from 18 to 65, to tree loppers, diesel mechanics, students, chartered accountants. So we put a lot of emphasis on social media, but we also do Gig Buddy social events where we go to different parts of the city to go and meet and greet these volunteers. We reserve a room, a space in the bar, and we'll go to a place where there's live music. And we find them great marketing, I suppose, community building opportunities.
Okay. So if someone says, okay, I've got a disability, I love hip-hop, or I love heavy metal, or my favourite band is X, then you try and find someone in your list of volunteers who's got that same interest, yeah?
Absolutely.
And do they buy their own tickets? Who's buying the tickets here?
So for the tickets, the Gig Buddy would buy the tickets. However, we find a lot of the Gig Buddies have companion cards, so that makes things much easier.
What does that mean?
So a companion card is, if a Gig Buddy, someone with disability has a companion card, the person they go along with gets free access because they are their companion, so they might need assistance with travelling.
Right.
We'll get it from A to B.
So for the volunteer, they might get free access to the gig as well.
That's absolutely right. But, you know, the volunteer, we put a big emphasis on the fact that the disability is a secondary. For example, we had one volunteer. I do Gig Buddy meetings between the Gig Buddy and the volunteer. And we have one volunteer at the end of one of these meetings actually say thank you to me because he's actually got someone to go to gigs with now. He says he actually has lots of mates, but none of them are into his music. But now he's got a friend to go with. And I think that really underlines the importance that the disability is secondary and it's all about two people doing what they're passionate about.
Now, with every great idea, there's risks, okay? And the risk with this is you'd have to screen people pretty closely to make sure that the person who with the disability is not vulnerable. They're not vulnerable to, you know, some kind of abuse or getting in some kind of risky behaviour. You've got a whole kind of alcohol, drugs thing going on there. How do you screen for that or deal with that, Matthew?
You're absolutely right, Fran. All our volunteers, we receive police checks from them. We also do two reference checks. So it's almost as if we were making them employers of the company, to be honest. Then we put them through a day's training. So we found that about 90% of our volunteers have never had experience or communicated with someone with a disability. So we put them through a day's training. Then we would do that initial pairing between the Gig Buddy and the volunteer.
Matthew, it sounds like such a fantastic idea. I know it's Sydney-based now, but I'm pretty sure you're going to be trying to expand that to other capital cities. Thank you so much for joining us and good luck with it.
Thank you very much, Fran. Thanks for making part of us.
Matthew Collins, he's a social media coordinator for Gig Buddies Sydney, and you can find out more at www.gigbuddiessydney.org, and we'll put a link to that on our website. What a fantastic idea.